All right, the Reds, it is the Pro View. We brought the Pro View back. We've got Stephen Warnock, we've got Paul Cope, I'm Gareth Roberts, and we're talking about contracts today. Mo Salah, of course, still hasn't signed a new one, and we're all getting a little bit angsty about that now. We're all a bit worried. There's less than 18 months left on it. But we'll get into what we think about that later. But first of all, Steve, wanted to ask you about sort of the process of contracts, really. Obviously, you had a few of them at different football clubs at different times. You've talked previously on this as well about sort of experiences with agents, good and bad. But how does the whole process work? You know, how did it work for you? How did you know you were getting a good deal? Did you take your agent's word? Were you involved? Talk us through the process.
I think that's the big thing, where you sit down and have a discussion with the agent and see what the agent thinks you're capable of achieving within a football club that you're moving to, what he thinks players are on at the club currently, what the salaries are being paid in and around the league. They've got a rough estimate because they've got players on the books of the agency, so they've got more of a widespread sort of opinion on everything, or they know what everyone's on. For me, it was always what I was happy with, what I felt was right. I get frustrated with players when they say, like, when they come out and go, you hear it in changing rooms, I should be on more money. I complain for this and he's on that. And have you heard what he's on there? And you think, you signed the contract, should be happy with it. So from my point of view, the agent had come to me, he'd tell me what he thought he could get me. And I'd say, is there any moving room on it? Can we push it a little bit, whatever? Or I'd just go, yeah, I'm happy with that. And that was pretty much it. Towards the end of my sort of playing career, I did my own contracts. Because I got to the point where I was like, I know what I'm on. And then I was fortunate that I went to other clubs and they were sort of like, yeah, we'll pay you the same. And I was like, well, I was happy with that there. I'm moving down a bit and I'm still getting paid the same. So I was like, that's absolutely fine.